Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
It's never good to forget something important. So today, let's talk about not forgetting God. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 17. Take a look at verses 10 and 11. Here we go. Because you have forgotten the God of your salvation and have not been mindful of the rock of your stronghold, therefore you will plant pleasant plants and set out foreign seedlings. In the day you will make your plant to grow, and in the morning you will make your seed to flourish. But the harvest will be a heap of ruins in the day of grief and desperate sorrow. Many years ago, I remember hearing a comedian who had a joke where he recommended a way to get out of any problem. His recommendation was this: just say, "I forgot." So if you didn't obey the speed limit, just say, "I forgot." You're late for work? Well, I forgot. You didn't pay your taxes? I forgot. You see, the joke was in the absurdity of it all. Everyone knows that just simply saying, "I forgot," normally isn't a good excuse. In the case of Israel, there was nothing funny about their forgetting. If you look at what God promised, you will plant pleasant plants, you will make your seed to flourish, but the harvest will be a heap of ruins. That's a frightful promise. You see, one aspect of the Lord's judgment against Israel would be to bring their hard work to nothing. This can be one of the most devastating expressions of God's judgment. Haggai chapter 1, verse 6 speaks of this work of God's judgment. It says this: "You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put them in a bag with holes." Few things are more frustrating than working hard and having it come to nothing. Sometimes God brings us severe mercy and allows us to progress so that we will see the futility of our rebellion and turn to Him. How much better it is to listen to Jesus and have our service directed by Him and blessed by Him. But in the case of Israel, as described here in the book of Isaiah, God brought this severe mercy upon them. It says here, "Because you have forgotten the God of your salvation." Now, why does God need us to remember Him? It's a sin to forget the God of your salvation because He created you and He is the God of your salvation. If you forget Him, you can forget about your salvation. Now, we can forget sometimes because of sleepiness. We can forget because we get distracted. Satan doesn't care about how he does it, but he does want us to forget the God of our salvation. So Satan will use whatever he can. He'll use prosperity. He'll use pain. He'll use pleasure. He'll use plenty. He'll use privation. Whatever might make us forget what we should remember, and remember what we should forget. Has God put you in a place of difficulty where you have to remember and rely on Him? That's one way of making sure that you don't forget. So instead of becoming cranky and impatient in that time, why not thank God for sending you a "forget Him not"? You know, that particular flower from God's garden, the "forget Him not," it often has a few thorns with it, but it always has a sweet fragrance. Today, ask God to help you to remember Him in all that you do and all that you say.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.